Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 1st, 2021. The EU says it's now hit its target of fully vaccinating 70% of adults by the end of summer. They're calling it a great achievement, but the World Health Organization says the pace of vaccinations in the continent now appears to be faltering, and parts of Europe are at risk of fresh outbreaks and new restrictions. As far as Denmark is concerned, COVID is over. That country is set to remove all remaining measures against the spread except for border controls September 10th, and the government says its epidemic is, quote, under control. The Netherlands ended most restrictions in June, only to see Delta increase case numbers over 500% in 1 week. If you Moderna people are having a friendly rivalry with your Pfizer friends, you win. A study of Belgian healthcare workers shows Moderna resulted in higher antibody levels than Pfizer, and that was true in infected as well as uninfected participants across age categories. Policies are supposed to follow the data, but the data consistently shows problems with reliability. This time, newly backfilled data from Tennessee's Department of Health reveals the number of coronavirus patients hospitalized to be about 5,100 more than was reported over the past 14 months. That's a discrepancy of more than 20%. A new Axios poll finds vaccine hesitancy in the United States has been dropping over the past few weeks. 20% said they're still unlikely to get a vaccine, but that's the lowest level since the index started tracking opposition. That's down from a high of 63% in September 2020. In the United States, cases were up 12%, deaths are up 91%, and hospitalizations are up 22% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are 8,435,577 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the biggest 14-day increase in hospitalizations per capita, South Dakota up 111%, Delaware 85%, New Hampshire 73%, West Virginia 69%, and Wyoming 66%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Taylor, Florida; Bell, Kentucky; Clay, Kentucky; Clinton, Kentucky; Whitley, Kentucky; Perry, Kentucky; Hardy, Florida; Pierce, Georgia; Cook, Georgia; and Dodge, Georgia. There have been at least 640,088 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 67.9%, and Massachusetts and Connecticut at 65.9%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Mississippi, unchanged at 37.7%, Alabama at 38.1%, and Wyoming, unchanged at 38.4%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 52.4%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people: Thailand up 6%, South Korea, Panama, and Vietnam 4%, and Brazil 3%. Globally, cases were down 1% and deaths were flat over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,642,259 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 156,002; India, 43,072; the UK, 32,181; Iran, 31,319; and Brazil 25,586. There have now been at least 4,517,377 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.